Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and Talmudic methodology. This year is a schus for Maris Al-Tachana, Basir of Meir Zev. In the previous shir, we said we were going to answer a kasha, and that is, why do we say b'safek hefker, safek mimona lekula? If, as we said in the previous shir, according to the Rambam, hefker is midin neder, we should go l'chumra as we do with all safik yisurim. So we are again going on the derech of Hagaon Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichreinu Livracha, and he is going to guide us in our pursuit of the proper Talmudic methodology. So as we explained in the previous shiur, hefker has two aspects to it, and a mamon aspect and a iser aspect, and that is going to be the yesod for the Torah to this kasha, as we're going to see. So first we have to be makdim in the words of the Avnei Miluim, the famous Avnei Miluim and the Tshuvas, and Siman Tes Vav. He answers the kasha of the Rashba and his Tshuvas in Tuf Resh Tes Vav, that if a person said, Shavua Shalosh Deyayim, and then he said, I'm a Nazir, which also asks him from drinking wine, obviously. And then he drinks wine. He's only Chayiv, one Isser. Even though he was over on his Shavua, and he was also over on his Nazirus. Nevertheless, Eino Chayiv Ela Achas. So Lechora, Shver, Nazirus should be Chal Mitzad Isser Kolel. Because we know that Ein Isser Kolel Isser. But if it's an Isser Kolel, if it includes more, the second Isser includes more than the first, then the Isser is Cholel Isser. And here, the Nazirus also includes Teglachas and Tumah. It also includes the fact that he's not allowed to cut his hair and that he's not allowed to become Tameh. So in this we can answer, based on a Tesfis in Maseches Yevamos, Av Lamed Beis, that Tosfos says that it has to be Mishem Echad. When do we say that Isser Kolel, Isser Cholel Isser? If it's Mishem Echad. If the second Isser is the same shame as the first Isser. But not if it's a different shame. And we are not going to get into that now, because that would bring us into the Tosfos, and I want to confuse my Olam. It's already difficult enough as it is. So, you can say that it's not Mishem Echad, because here you have the shame of Shavua, and on top of that shame, the Zirus is a different shame, and therefore there's no Isser . We don't say that the Isser is Cholel Isser because it's an Isser Kolel, because it's not Mishem Echad. However, the question is still difficult, even though they're two Shemus, right? Nazirus and Shavua. So, since when would we say that Mitzad Isser Kolel Nazirus adds on to Shavua if they're a Shem Echad? But here are two different Shemus, we don't say that it adds on Mitzad Isser Kolel. So, now the question is still difficult, because it really is Mishem Echad. Because as we saw, we have an Isser of Bal Yachel, Lo Yachel Dvaro, and that includes Nazirus, and that includes Shavua. So it is Mishem Echad. So, and for the Avnei Miluim, Al Pi the Maharit, that the Isser of Baal Yachil bin Azirus Eino ba be'ofen yashar mitzad ha-kabbalah. When a person is, there's a Baal Yachil in Azirus, lo Yachil dvaro, when he's mekabel upon himself in Azirus, he's not allowed to violate what he said, it doesn't come directly the Baal Yachil because of his Kabbalah. Because the Pirte ha-Nazirus, he wasn't mekabel at all. Just what happens is that he's Makabal Nazirus. Nazirus, as we explained from the Ma'arit in the previous shir, is a Toar Kedusha. It is a description of holiness, that this man now has the form of a holy person. And that he was Makabal upon himself. That's the general Toar Kedusha of Nazirus. And then Mimela as a Histafut, as a totza'ah of his nazirus, he also has the pirtei iser. The totza'ah of his Torah shel kedusha brings upon him new isurim of tiglachas, tuma, and yayin, umemela. When a person's over on any prat in the nazirus, he's also over al kabbalas Torah kedusha. Shal zebo halo yachil dvaro. And on this comes the lo yachil dvaro. The bal yachil isn't directly from the Kabbalah. It wasn't that he said, I'm not going to drink wine, and then he drank wine. He said he was mekabel upon himself Torah kedusha. And then from that came the Pirtei Isurim, and then when he's over on one of the Pirtei Isurim, it's like he said, Vayter, that he's not going to drink wine, and then when he drinks wine, so he's violating that, but it's not directly from his Kabbalah. Umemela, Dai Lavo Min Hadin Lios Kenida. So, Kolaymar says, Rav Amiel, She'eno ver bebal yachel, rak be'ota hamida, she'yesh beze itzur, mitzad habal yochel ubal yishte. Haba mitzah Torah Kedusha k'shehu la'atzma. He is not over on Bal Yachel only to the extent that it has an Isser mitzad the Bal Yochel and Bal Yishte that comes from the Torah Kedusha, what he's not allowed to eat and drink. In other words, if there's a Bal Yochel or Bal Yishteh mitzad the Torah Nezirus k'shehu la'atzmo, there you can add also the Isser of Bal Yachel. But you can't say the opposite, that the Bal Yach, Bal Yochel and Bal Yishteh is chol mitzad the Bal Yechel, lo Yechel, Bal Yechel. Because then it's going to be Tali Tanya but the lo Tanya. In other words, we're going to make the cause into the effect. It can't be. In other words, the Seder has to be that first you have the Torah Kedusha. From there comes the Bal Yochel and Bal Yishteh, the Pirtei Yisurim. And then when he's over in the Bal Yochel Bal Yishteh, then he's over in Bal Yachel. So the Bal Yochel and the Bal Yishteh are coming from the Torah Kedusha, not from the Bal Yachel. Because if you say it's coming from the Bal Yachel, you're Tali Tanya v'Lo Tanya. You're being told of the Siba and the Mesubav, the cause and the effect. In other words, what's the effect? What's the mesubav here? The mesubav is the Bal Yachel. The final outcome is the Bal Yachel. What's the Siba? The Siba is the Bal Yochel and the Bal Yishteh. It starts with the Torah Nezirus, Torah Kedusha, which means you can't eat and can't drink. And that's those Sibas cause the mesubav of there being a Bal Yachel if one does eat and does drink. But not the other way around. Not that he can't eat and drink because there's a Bal Yachel. No. Because he can't eat and drink, there's a Bal Yachel. The Siba is the Bal Yochel and Bal Yishten, the Mitzubav is the Bal Yachel. But don't say the Bal Yachel causes the Achila and Shtia, because that's not the Seder. Ubehemes, the words of the Marit are Gemara Mefureshes in Adarim. Mar says Bishlam Bal Yachel Ben Dvarim. I get where we see Bal Yachel of Nedarim going down where Kikar Zuachel Velo Achel Ochel Velo Achla. He says I'm going to eat this loaf of bread and he doesn't eat it, so it's Bal Yachel. Avol Bal Yachel Ben Nazirus Hechem Shkachas La. Where do we find the Bal Yachel of Nazirus? Going down where Harini Nazir Havale Nazir Ochel Kamle the Bal Yochel Shasa Kamle Bal Yishte. Amar Rava Lavor Elav Bishtayim Mishnayim. So the Mefarshim have a lot of trouble with this Gemara. What's the Kasha of the Gemara? What's the Teretz of the Gemara? So the Mahalach is like this, that the Makshin learns that Bechlal lo shayich bal yachel b'naziris, according to the Maharit, because the whole bal yachel is that this person was over in his Kabbalah. And here b'naziris, he was never makabel any pratim. He was just makabel upon himself the Torah Kedusha. And that's what it says, the Gemara. Cave unto Omar Harani Nazir. It says, where do you find the Bal Yachel of Nazirus? Once he said, Harani Nazir, Havale Nazir. What is these words, Havale Nazir? It means that he is a Nazir, and that's it. That's the Torah Kedusha. And the raya that he has this Torah Kedusha is because Ochal Kamle Bebal Yachel. Shasa kamle bebal yishte. That's mistaif. In other words, when he eats, he's over and don't eat grapes. And when he drinks, he's over and don't drink wine. That's mistaif from the Torah Kedusha. So how then is it possible to get malchus mitzad bal yachel? The Torah Kedusha brings upon the yisra achila and shtia. In other words, kevin domar reini nazir havalei nazir, meaning he has Torah Kedusha. And since he has Torah Kedusha, he's now allowed to eat and drink wine, grapes, Seder. So where do you get the Bal Yachel? Well, where does the Bal Yachel find its way in here? And the Gemara answers, Lavor Olav Bishnayim, which means Haba Hatalia, that if he's over on one of the Pratim, that's a Surim bin Nazir, Mitzat Torah Kedusha, he's also over on the Kabbalah's Torah Kedusha. That's the Bal Yachel. If he's over on his Nazirus, on what's Mistai from his Torah Kedusha, he's also over Mitzat the Kabbalah of the Torah Kedusha. And that's Lavor Olav Bishnayim. Like the Avnei Miluim said, that you can't be over on the Bal Yachel of Nazirus without the Bal Yochel, because the Bal Yachel of Nazirus is mistaif from the Bal Yochel. It starts with don't eat and drink, and if he eats and drinks, then he's over on his Kabbalah of not eating and drinking, and the fact that he was mekabel upon himself not to eat and drink. Bal Yachel is mechel his dvarim. He made his words into chulim. He violated his words. But it doesn't start with the violation of his words. It starts with the Torah Kedusha. So we had asked, what was the Avnei Miluim's kasha? The Avnei Miluim had gefragt that if somebody makes a shvua that he's not going to eat and drink wine, and then he makes a shvua that he's a nazir and he drinks wine, eino chayv ela achas. So why isn't the nazirus chal mitzad isur kolel? He's also b'tiklachas and tuma. And don't say that it's not mishem echad, because there is a shem echad. There's a bal yachel that's mishutaf l'chol ha'isurim shebe nazir. And that is Mishem Echad. Bal Yachel and Shavua. Shem Echad. So the answer is, says the Ma'arit, based on the Ma'arit, says the Avnei Miluim, that the Isser of Bal Yachel doesn't come from the Kabbalah. The Bal Yachel comes later. But what's the Isser of Bal Yachel ben Nazir? What's the Isser of Nazirus? The Isser of Nazirus is being over on his Nazirus. But there is no Kabbalah Yeshira of Bal Yachel. Bal Yachel is only a Totsah. So when he's not allowed to eat and drink wine, he has an issur of eating and drinking wine. Is there a kolel there? In other words, he says, Shavua shelo eshta yayin, v'chazar v'amah hareini nazir v'shasa yayin, He says he's shvua that he's not going to drink wine, and then he says he's a nazir, and then he drinks wine. So we want it to be Mishem Echad because of the Bal Yachel. But the Bal Yachel can only go as far, that's what we said before. Dai lovo min hadin lios kenida. The Bal Yachel can only go as far as the etzem iser shtias yayin of a nazir. If Bal Yachel was stood independently, then we can say, oh, it's Shem Echad. But here the Bal Yachel doesn't stand independently. The Bal Yachel can only go as far as the Isser Shtias Yayin goes, because it's Mistai from the Isser Shtias Yayin, as we've been explaining. You have the Torah Kedusha, from which comes the Isser Shtias Yayin, from which comes the Isser of Bal Yachel to be over on the Kabbalah's Torah Kedusha. But the Bal Yachel can only go as far as the Isser Shtias Yayin, because it comes from Shtias Yayin. Daya Lovin Levin Adin Lios Kenida. And Mimela, it's no longer Mishem Echad. Because what's the shame of Nazir? What's the Isser of Nazir? The shame Isser is Shame Naziris. And what's the shame Isser Shavua Shavua? So you can't say that Nazir is Chol B'Kolel, because it's a completely different shame. You can say, no, but they have Bal Yachel in common. Yeah, but they only have Bal Yachel in common because Bal Yachel is a Totsah of the Etzem Isser Naziris. And since the Etzem Isser Naziris, you can't say kolel because it's a shame acher. So to the Bal Yachel, you can't say kolel, even though it's the same shame as Shavua, but it doesn't matter because it's only coming from the Isser of Naziris. It can only go as far as the Naziris goes. And since the Naziris can only aser, the aser is the drinking of wine, when he drinks the wine, he's also over on Bal Yachel, but you can't say there's a kolel here, that it's the same shame as Shavua, because the Etzem Isser Naziris isn't the same shame as Shavua. And the Bal Yachel is only coming from the Etzem Isser Naziris, is a Totsah. It's not coming b'ofen yasher mitzadeh Kabbalah. It's only coming because there's an Isser, achilan shtias yayin. So Mele, if he's over on that Isser, then he's over on Bal Yachel. But now don't give Bal Yachel this new ma'amad, this shidrug, this upgrade, and make him like an independent Isser that says, oh, now the shame Isser Naziris is Bal Yachel. That's not true. The shame Isser Naziris is Naziris. Bal Yachel comes out of Naziris. So if you have Shavua and Naziris together, you can't say Nazir is an Isser Kol on the Shavua, because it's Shnei Shemos. Ah, you're going to tell me that it's Shem Echad because of Bal Yachel. It's not true, because the Bal Yachel is only a little brother of the Nazir. It's only tagging along. It only comes along, excuse the expression, it only comes along as a Totsah of the Isser Shtias Yayin and Dayo Dailov Uben Adin Lios Kenidon. So Azoyot Ganfert Der Heiliger Avnei Miluim. As Tziyur Kaze, Anachnu Achshav Chuzrim Lakushya, Madu Anachnu Amrim B'Safek Hefker Safek Memona Lekula. Tziyur Kaze, Yesh Lanu Mamash B'Hefker, Ki Hefker Kaamur Hu Musag Mamoni. What do we say about Hefker? Hefker is really a monetary issue. It's a monetary concept. Pashut, it's a monetary concept, as we discussed in the previous shir. And therefore, Bal Yachel isn't Shayach B'Ofen Yashar. It's not direct. Remember, the Rambam says that it's Kamo Neder. Okay, Yesh Arbe Dibru Al HaRambam is there. Arbe Me'od. But we're just going with one Mahalach, maybe other Shiurim. We'll see more Mahalachim. It depends how many hundreds of emails I get into my email box asking for more Shiurim on this question, on this Rambam. But suffice it to say for our purposes that Hefker is a Musag Mamoni. And therefore, in a musag mamoni, Bal Yachel isn't shaykh bofen yashar. Ela gamken shekevan shekol adinim hamamoniim shebaze mistaafim sof sof midivarav hine kol ma sheover baze neged hadin hu memeila over al Bal Yachel. The mamonis dinim, the monetary dinim that emerge from his words that he said that that it's Hefker, that also creates a Bal Yachel. In other words, you start with the concept of Isser, of Mammon, And Memela, the person is also over on Bal Yachel. But Shuv, Dayo Lavo Min Hadin, Lihiyot Kinidon, Klomar, Shi'efshar Shebal Yachel, Shebaze Yichlol, Shebal Yachel Shebaze, Yichlol Yoter, Mikafi Shekolelim Hadinim, Hamamoniim Shebaze. The Dinei Iser, the Dinei Bal Yachel, can only go as far as the Mamonis goes. V'kevan shemitzad ha-mamon ha-lo dinahu she-sveikatam le-kula. And since mitzad ha-mamon, ha-rei the halacha is that sveika is le-kula, we know that safik memoina le-kula. Unir having gefragt, why is safik hefker? Le-kula, because of safik mamon le-kula, either is also iser involved. No! Since Hefker is a musag mamoni, and therefore Bal Yachel isn't shaykh b'ofen yashar. Bal Yachel just comes as a totzah of this musag mamoni of Hefker. He was mafker to numil, it's like a neder. But it's not only a neder, that was why we shelled, you'll forgive the expression, the Rambam with kashis, based on the assumption, al pi anachat ha-yisod, she... it's just Isser. And we got into big trouble. So he basically answered all the kashas by saying, no, it's really Mammon. It's Mammon that turns into Isser. So, Dayo Lovin Adin Adin Yos Kenidon. So why do we say by Safik Hefker, Safik Mamona Lekula, aye, there's Isser involved. The answer is the Isser, the Bal Yachel, only comes from the Mammon. And Memela can only go as far as the Mammon. So just like by the Mammon we say Lekula, so to the Isser we say Lekula. And memeli afshar shemitzad lo yachel yes sveiko lechumra. So therefore, you can't say that the mitzad de bal yachel lo yachel, the suffix is going to be lechumra, because it only can go as far as the mammon, and mammon is lekula. So to clarify, we said the previous time that where does it begin? Does it begin with the lo yachel or does it begin with the mammon? So it really begins, according to the Rambam, with the bal yachel. But once you say it's bal yachel when he says hefker, and now it turns into mammonis, because now it turns ownerless, and now the mammonis gets a shame b'fnei atzmo. It's unlike we were talking about when it comes to the case of the nazirus. There, the Bal Yachel never got its own name. Bal Yachel is completely talui in the nazirus, but here the mamonis, after it comes from the Bal Yachel, now it has a name on its own. Now it's called mamon. It starts with the Bal Yachel, but it becomes mamon, and mamon gets its own name. And once the mamon has its own shame, so you can't say that sveiko lekula. You have to say, can't say sveiko lechumra. You have to say sveiko lekula, because now it's defined. It started as iser, but now it's transformed into mammon. Since it's transformed into mammon, we say sveiko lekula. The Ran in the Darim Pehei Amud Aleph says that when a person asers hana on himself, other people can take it bal karcho, because it becomes like hefker. However, he can be shoal on this iser hana. He's just mistapek. What's the din if another if he's shoal after somebody was already zoche in this object? That's the Ran. However, it appears that even though the Ran considers isura hana ke hefker, nevertheless it's different than hefker in so far as the shame neder shebe hefker is mishamish rak b'tor siba. The shame neder in hefker is the cause. But in our case of the Isser Hana that the Ran is talking about, The Yisr Hanazi Yisod. Remember, we talked about the difference between Yisod and Sibam. Sibam and Subav and Binyan and Yisod. Yisod and Binyan. Sibam is Subav. Once you take away the Sibam, the Subav can stand on its own. Once you take away the cause, the effect can take upon a life of itself. Avo Benidon Didan. But in our case of Yisr Hanah, the Yisr Hanah is the Yisod. And therefore, Hefker, after it's already Chal, and now it is in the world of Mamanis, you can no longer do She'ila on it. Because goodbye, it started. What got the wheels rolling was the Isser. But now it's defined as Maman. It got the wheels rolling, you said this is Hefker, it's like a Neder. But now this Hefker, it's Maman, that it's ownerless. It's monetarily ownerless. So therefore, you can't. There's no sheila involved in mamonis. Mashen can be surei hanaa shekol hefker shebazeh by surei hanaa. The whole hefker was not said beferish. By hefker, it was mafkir beferish. Here was only said mechlala itma. Now mechlala itma has nothing to do with a popular seminary for very good girls in Yerushalayim, but rather it has to do with the fact that it was said implicitly. It wasn't said beferish itmar. It was said mechlala itmar. Was said implicitly by surei hanah. Surei hanah is an implicit hefker there, because once it's asur b'hanah to me, so then memel it's going to be a hefker. Included in this isur hanah now is also mistaif this hefker. Now, so surei hanah will be tor yisod, and the hefker is only going to be miskayim as long as there's an isur hanah. So in other words, the Hefker doesn't stand independently of the Yisr Hanah. The Hefker is only going to be around, it's the Binyan on top of the Yisr Hanah. As long as the Yisr Hanah, as opposed to Hefker, which starts out being Yisr and turns into Mammon, and now Mammon stands on its own. But Yisr Hanah, it's not like that. The Yisr Hanah, you have the Yisr Hanah, and the Hefker can only stand based on the Yisr as long as there's an Yisr Hanah. So what's the Ran Safek? The Safek is, if the Schia that somebody else was Zoche, if that is also Betor Binyan al HaYisod Shel Surei Hana. And Memela, when he showed on the Isser Hana, which he may do, the Binyan falls, meaning the person can't be Zoche, because he was showed on the Isser Hana, Memela it's not Hefker, Memela the person can't be Zoche. Or maybe, sof, zechiyah, is the yisod mamoni. And you can't be mitzamtzem, you can't narrow it down, only betor binyan al yisod shel iser. Now this zechiyah takes a life of its own. It's the yisod mamoni, you can't mess with that. And memela, there's the yisod chadash, and she'ela is not effective. Because now it came into the realm of mamonis because the person was zoche. Or maybe no, like the first time, that the whole hefker was geboit on the Yisr Hanah, and the Yisr Hanah is gone, so Mel is no Hefker, Mel is no Zechia. So that is, B'siyata Dishmaya, the one beautiful way of understanding this inyan of Safik Hefker, Safik Mamana, Safik Isurim, and obviously, sweetest friends, there is so much more to say, literally, just on these Sfarim. We could give hundreds, maybe thousands of Shirim, just so much Torah. So we want to give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha lilmodu lelamed lishmor belasos ulekayim is called divrei sam utaraso biahava. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.